It's done by the Fern Theater, fairly young theater company here in town, and it's going to be at the Seven Stages Black Box over there in Little Five Points. But the interesting thing about this version of Macbeth is that it has an all-women cast. And in addition to that, there are only seven women portraying all of the characters.
Wow, that's a challenge.
There are going to be some busy actors on the stage for
exhausted.
This. But I think this is great. I love it when people take something as familiar as Shakespeare's Macbeth and put a new twist on it.
It's really perfect timing that the Fern Theater is presenting this play because we're right on the heels of Halloween. And of course, Macbeth features three of the most famous witches in all of literature and the stage.
Yeah, that's right. It's always been sort of a spooky play. It got this heavy atmosphere about it. Of course, it's a heavy subject. It's, you know, murder and intrigue.
And seeing your father come back from the dead.
Right. Lots of spirits about and things like that. So that opens tonight at the Seven Stages Black Box Theater, and it continues through November 17th. And the tickets are just $10 to $15.
Shane, this time of year, we're lucky. We have all sorts of festivals, arts and crafts and food and music. And speaking of music, this next one is really unlike any other event.
It's a brand new festival. This is the first year, and it's called the Wire and Wood Songwriters Festival. And they're doing this in downtown Alpharetta. And this is happening from 4 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. So it's a nice evening out. And it's a free festival. But they'll have lots and lots of great singer-songwriters there. Many of them you may not have heard of, but some of them you've probably heard songs they've done. As a matter of fact, one of the performers there is Chaz Sanford. You probably don't know the name, but he wrote Missing You, which was a big hit for both John Waite and Tina Turner.
Even more than Missing You, I just read that Chaz Sanford actually wrote What Kind of Man Would I Be? That was a big Chicago hit.
Yeah, and Talk to Me, which Stevie Nicks did. So, he has quite a record of penning hits for other people. And there are lots of other songwriters who will be there who've penned big hits for country music stars like Tanya Tucker, Travis Tritt, and people like that. So this is a really interesting addition to the local festival scene, I think, and I hope that it does well and that we'll see it come back again and again.
Shane, it wasn't too long ago that we talked about an event just for boxers, the dog. This week, it's Hush Puppies.
Basset Hound Rescue of Georgia's Basset Bash is happening this weekend, and they have the Basset Hound Games, which is the best thing, because they'll have a singing contest, and we know that Basset Hounds can sing pretty well.
Yes, so, they can, and it doesn't take much prompting
to get them
to do it.
It doesn't, and they'll also have shots and microchipping for them and all of that, and it starts at noon on Saturday, and that's at Pinckneyville Park over in Norcross.
You! You told me it was